Today is the sixth day of Advent, fifth day of our Immaculate Conception Novena, so we're halfway through the Novena, but sixth day of Advent. And by now, it should be clear to anyone who's following the daily liturgy that the Advent readings are very carefully chosen, that each day there's a special instruction for those who are trying to prepare the way for the Lord. The pattern is clear, a prophecy from Isaiah, and then a gospel passage which shows Jesus as the fulfillment of the prophecy. Today's readings focus especially on seeing, which is more than a physical capability. It's an indication of what happens when we believe, when we have faith. To have faith is to see. What came to mind this morning was that a little quotation. It's mentioned at the very beginning of the movie, The Song of Bernadette. It's not in the book, apparently, but it's in the movie. And it goes like this, something like this. I might not have it exactly, but something like this. For those who believe, no explanation is necessary. And for those who do not believe, no explanation is possible. I mean, that's applied to the miracles that took place in Lourdes. But it applies in general to the difference between believing and not believing, between seeing with faith and not seeing at all. So today we have two blind men crying out to Jesus. Now there are lots of accounts of Jesus healing blindness, but this is the one chosen for the sixth day of Advent. And notice that it's not just a blind man, it's two blind men. As if to remind us that this is a community of people who want to see, meaning it's us. We're the ones who want to see the Lord. That's an Advent longing. And part of Advent is to increase that longing. Come, Lord Jesus, come. We want to see you. He has come, and that's why we have faith in him. And because we have faith in him, we can see him. But there's something in us that is still blind. There's something in us that cannot see what God is doing or what he will do. So we prepare the way for him to come. We open the eyes of our hearts, as we pray in our prayer before the Mass. Open the eyes of our hearts. We want to see. Come. Halina, Jesus. Halina. We say, come. We want to see you. So here are the two blind men. Notice how they're not sitting on the roadside. They're following him. These are subtle indicators that this gospel is about the disciples. This is about the community of the disciples of Jesus who are still blind, but have enough faith to know that Jesus is the answer to our blindness. So two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." Son of David is a title addressed to the Messiah. So they're honoring Jesus as the Messiah, and they're asking him to have pity on them. When he entered the house, the blind men approached him. So these blind men are on the move. I don't know how they got around, because they couldn't see, but they were able to follow him somehow. Jesus' first statement to them is about faith. Do you believe that I can do this? This is one of the miracles in which Jesus really makes it clear that faith is the key thing, not simply that he has the power to do it, because he obviously has the power to heal. He's done it so many times. The question is, do we have the faith to accept the healing? Do we believe that he can do it? And they say, "Yes, Lord." And then he says, when he touches their eyes, let it be done for you according to your faith. See, he mentions faith again, so twice. Do you believe? Yes. Let it be done to you according to your faith. As if to say, when you have more faith, you can see more. If your faith is strong, you can see more, and that's true. Now, this doesn't mean that people of faith are going to have every miracle that they ask for. That's not what it means. But it does mean that faith is seeing, and greater faith is to see more. This flies directly in the face of the attitude of the world, which says faith is a kind of blindness or a kind of limitation. You might have run into this among people who don't have faith or whose faith is shallow. They'll say, well, you know, your religion narrows you down. If you can't see the fullness of life or all the possibilities, you're so stuck on your narrow religious viewpoint. See, their attitude is that faith or religion is a limitation on seeing. That if you really want to see, you should turn to science, turn to reason, turn to technology. You can see a lot more if you have a better computer or a bigger telescope. That attitude is completely wrong. Faith, when we have faith, we can accept all the natural ways of seeing, but we can see beyond what is visible to our eyes. We can see the things of God. And this kind of seeing, it only grows as we exercise it. Let it be done for you according to your faith. This is an Advent message, remember? These two blind men are Advent characters representing us, and they are showing us that the way to see more, the way to prepare better, is by stronger faith. Now, as I said earlier, this is another fulfillment of an Old Testament prophecy. We hear it in today's first reading, Isaiah 29. On that day, meaning the day when the Messiah comes, on that day when God's promises will be fulfilled, the deaf shall hear the word of a book. That's another kind of healing, you know, to be able to hear the word, not just any book, but the word of God. And out of gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind shall see. Out of gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind shall see. We live in an age of gloom and darkness. I know it's a bright sunny morning now, but just think of the attitude of the world, especially during the pandemic. People are gloomy and fearful and depressed, and they can't see their way forward in these difficult times. It's an age of gloom and darkness. In fact, there's almost a spirit of panic in the world. Another variant comes along and everybody panics. As if that makes a big difference. Even before one case of this Omicron is detected, people are closing down their airports. You know what that is? That's fear. That's a purely fearful reaction. It's not even science. Even the scientists say, well, we don't know. You know, wait until we just do a little study. But before the science comes out, fear already determines what people are going to do. So that's not faith. Better to trust in science than to trust in fear. But better than either of them is to trust in God. Anyway, out of gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind will see. The very next line, this is for the benefit of Anuan people, the very next line says, the lowly will ever find joy in the Lord, and the poor rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. When I saw the word poor, I remembered yesterday's reading where it said the poor will trample down the city, and I looked it up in the Hebrew Bible, and that word poor in yesterday's reading had the same root as the word anawin, the poor. I looked it up again in this reading. The word lowly, translated as lowly here in the Hebrew scriptures, is Anoim. Anoim. Exactly the exact word. The Anoim will ever find joy in the Lord, and the poor rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Why is that important to point out? Because it's the poor who have faith. It's the poor who open themselves to the light that comes from God. I'm talking about poor in spirit. It's the Anoim who are not putting their trust in science alone, or are not living in fear. They are longing for the Lord, the coming of the Lord. They're preparing the way by faith for the coming of the Lord. And so the Anoim will ever find joy in the Lord and rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. It's possible to rejoice in the Lord even when the world is proclaiming gloom and darkness. And there is a lot of gloom and darkness, and there's a lot of reason for sadness, but there's an even greater reason for joy because of God. For those who believe, no explanation is necessary. You don't have to explain the joy because it won't make sense to people who don't believe. For people who don't believe, no explanation is possible. What's the Advent message for us? To take the attitude of these blind men and say, Lord, come. Lord, have pity on us. Lord, we want to see. Lord, we're preparing the way. Lord, we are poor. We trust in you. We're opening our hearts to you. Come, Lord Jesus.